Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. Calibrating your CMM not only ensures that you get the longest life possible out of your equipment, but it also helps to protect the equipment investment that you've made. I spoke with Jim Salisbury, corporate metrologist at Minutoyo Corporation, providers of measurement and inspection equipment. Jim begins by talking about the importance of CMM calibration.
Well, calibration is critical to maintaining the long-term accuracy of any measuring equipment, including CMMs. And CMMs are a major purchase, and you need to make sure your CMM continues to operate as accurately as when it was first installed.
What if you use your CMM to measure many different types of products and tools? How do you calibrate that?
Yeah, the flexibility of CMMs can create a calibration problem. It's not practical to calibrate a CMM for every different and specific measurement for which the CMM could be used. For CMMs, there are national and international standards that have been developed that test the overall measuring system of the CMM. And these standards are then used by CMM manufacturers to develop the published accuracy specifications or tolerances that you see in typical literature, and then the calibration procedures follow these standards.
How can an inspection professional educate himself on standards and procedures for calibration?
It's important to understand the accuracy of your measuring equipment and know the proper calibration methods is part of that. CMM manufacturers should be knowledgeable about the standards and their own calibration procedures, so you can start by asking your manufacturer. However, some manufacturers' websites also have some useful information, and there are training courses, or you could purchase the standards yourself and read through them.
What's the most important procedure or standard that a professional can follow in order to keep their CMM calibrated?
The key standards are the international standard, the ISO 10360-2, and the U.S. standard, ASME B89.4.1, which has just been recently updated, and there's a new standard, the ASME B89.4.10360.2, which is a harmonization of U.S. and international standards. But regardless of which standard you're using of any of those three, the most important test in all of them involves measuring calibrated length gauges across the volume of the CMM. It's critical to use calibrated measuring standards to include the entire CMM volume. These tests are typically done using step gauges or gauge blocks, or on larger CMMs, sometimes the laser interferometer system.
What is involved in a typical calibration, Jim?
A typical calibration includes three basic steps. First, you do as-found measurements. Then you do any type of preventative maintenance or accuracy adjustments. And then you do the as-left measurements. Some customers don't like paying for the time it takes to do the as-found measurements. But these measurements are actually quite critical to developing the long-term historical performance and quality of any measuring system, and particularly CMMs, because they're calibrated in the field in the environment that they're installed. The results of the as-found measurements are very useful to determine if calibration intervals need to be increased or decreased and affect the long-term quality of the CMM.
How often do users need to calibrate their CMMs?
On measuring machines as large and complex as a CMM, there are many little things that could create quality problems. It's good practice for users to regularly monitor the calibration status of their CMM by using some type of interim check or calibration verification. The most effective interim tests check the overall CMM performance using some type of volumetric test. For example, you could measure a long gauge block across the four body diagonals of the CMM volume, and doing that, say, every few weeks or every month would provide that long-term data that you're looking for.
Do you have any other advice that you would give inspection professionals out in the field?
Yeah, I really wish users of measuring equipment would take the time to better understand their calibration needs. If one thinks that calibration is just about having a current certificate or a current sticker on their measuring equipment, then they probably don't really understand what calibration is all about and are probably wasting a lot of money. Today's modern measuring equipment can be very sophisticated, and users need to understand the sources of errors and the role of calibration. A little effort towards developing a better understanding of your machine's errors and your calibration needs could really pay off with reduced long-term costs and improved quality of your products.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. To learn more about Midatoyo, visit www.midatoyo.com. The website has an array of product explanations and information about educational seminars. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.